If you're a facilities manager at a university, you know students rely on the cafeteria for breakfast, lunch, dinner, and the occasional late-night snack. So when a dishwasher breaks down and dirty plates pile up, the mess hall can turn messy in the blink of an eye. Enter Grainger. With over a million industrial-grade products and fast delivery, the product you need now is never far away. So you can turn that dishwasher back into a lean, clean washing machine. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The following program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
Portions of the following program may be pre-recorded.
I am Pastor Ernie Sanders, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. My radio broadcast, What's Right, What's Left, is coming up right now.
From Independence, Ohio.
Changed our life for the better in many different ways.
Heard around the world every Monday through Friday.
Pastor Sanders is always years ahead of the rest of the media, telling you exactly what they're covering up.
This is What's Right, What's Left.
I tune in every chance I get to hear exactly what's going on with the voice of the Christian resistance.
Unabashedly cutting through the rhetoric by exposing the hard topics facing our society and world.
A lot of the other news media don't pick up the news items like he does.
And bring into light the enemies of freedom who are out to steal your rights, your children, and enslaving you.
You really get the truth out. I can tune into your show and hear the unvarnished truth. Thank you.
This is What's Right, What's Left with Pastor Ernie Sanders.
Good evening and welcome to another edition of What's Right, What's Left on this night. Oh no, it's the seventh day of February 2025. And indeed, this is the voice of the Christian resistance. And tonight, we have to start out, we have with us tonight, our producer is none other than Eric. Hey, Eric.
Hello, everyone out there. Hi, Pastor Sanders.
There you go, and we have none other than the famous Big John McTiernan.
Well, hello, Pastor Ernie, and we're expecting a great night. We've got so much information to share, and may God bless you and all our listeners.
Yeah, well, we got to start out with kind of a bittersweet message here tonight, John. You know that when one of ours departs and goes home to be with the Lord, we call that graduating. And we had one of the old timers like you and I just a couple hours ago, Frank Klein. He went home to be with the Lord. Frank was the father of several children. He left his missus. And Matthew and Susie attend our church, and I just want to say that our most sincere condolences go out to the Klein family out there. We know how much they loved him. There wasn't a dry eye out there. They were all crying today, from his missus to all of his children, and again, our most sincere condolences go to the family of Frank Klein. And as I find, this has happened a couple hours ago, and so if I get more information on the funeral, and then I will let folks know. But again, our very most sincere condolences to the family of Frank Klein. Tonight, John, we have a lot to talk about. So you know what we're going to do? Normally, you know, we read some scripture, we stop, we comment on it, but there's a lot of scripture to read tonight, and I'm going to be preaching on this coming week, and Sunday, Lord's willing, Babylon has fallen, it changed up for what I was going to preach on, and so we're just going to go ahead and read the scripture tonight, and then I'll really get into it, and you know, as for next week, this coming Sunday at the church, because, well, you know, the Persian Emperor Cyrus was thus named by God 150 years, John, before he was born, and about 100 years before Nebuchadnezzar destroyed Jerusalem. And the temple, carrying the people of Judah into captivity in Babylonia. Now, the Persian Empire still later conquered Babylon, and eventually Cyrus became the emperor who fulfilled Isaiah's prophecy. And you actually, you'll find that in Ezekiel 1:1-4, but 175 years after Isaiah pronounced it, he fulfilled that prophecy. Time doesn't mean anything to God, does it?
No, he's outside of time, Pastor Ernie.
And, you know, I just want to hit one thing on verse 7 very quick. On verse 7 it says, would you read verses 1 through 7 and stop at 7?
Is that Isaiah 45, Pastor Ernie?
Yeah, Isaiah 45.
Okay. I forgot that you had told me that, so I have to get there. Hang on.
Well,
all right, now what verses?
Read verses 1 through 7.
Thus saith the Lord to his anointed, to Cyrus, whose right hand I have holden, to subdue nations before him. I will loose the loins of kings who open before him the two-leaved gates, and the gates shall not be shut. I will go before thee and make the crooked places straight. I will break in pieces the gates of brass and cut in asunder the bars of iron. I will give thee the treasures of darkness and hidden riches in secret places. Thou art that thou mayest know that I am the Lord, which shall call thee by thy name, I am the God of Israel. For Jacob, my servant's sake, and Israel, my elect, I have even called thee by name. I have surnamed thee that thou not knowest, though thou hast not known in thee. And I am the Lord, and there is none else. There is no God besides me. I girded thee, though thou hast not known me, that thou may know from the rising of the sun and from the west that there is none beside me. I am the Lord, and there is none else. I form the light and create darkness. I make peace and create evil. I am the Lord, do all these things.
Now, isn't it an interesting thing, because he says he forms the light, and here, though, the one thing that God didn't create in reality, if we look at it, is the light. Why do you think that is?
Because he is light.
That's exactly right. God didn't create himself, did he?
Right.
That would have been, well, we know all things are possible with God, but that's something to think on. So when we look at that, then God said he created the darkness. God created the darkness. And how did he create the darkness?
Well, the darkness is just an absence of his light, Pastor Ernie.
By just reducing some light, didn't he?
Yeah. So in other words, the darkness, his light, which permeates everything everywhere, it's withheld from that area.
So
that's
very,
why
yeah.
The Bible, it says, you know, God talks about the outer darkness. Jesus warned about the outer darkness where there's wailing and gnashing of teeth, because it's none of God's light, and it's very painful, Pastor Ernie. It's like light. His light gives life, and the outer darkness is just death.
It's the absence of life, yeah. And so he goes on. I'm going to read all the way over to verse 18, and you pick it up with verse 18 and read it through 25.
Okay.
Drop down, ye heavens, from above. Let the skies pour down their righteousness. Let the earth open, and let them bring forth salvation. And let righteousness spring up together. I, the Lord, have created it. Woe unto him that striveth with his maker. Let the postured strive with the postures of the earth. Shall the clay say to him that fashioned it, What makest thou, or thy work? He hath no hands, Woe unto him that saith unto his father, what begettest thou? Or to the woman, what hast thou brought forth? Thus saith the Lord, the Holy One of Israel, and his Maker. Ask me of things to come concerning my sons and concerning the work of my hands. Command you me. I have made the earth and created man upon it. I, even my hands, have stretched out the heavens, and all their host have I commanded. I have raised him up in righteousness, and I will direct all his ways. He shall build my city, and he shall let go my captives, not for price, not for reward, saith the Lord of hosts. Thus saith the Lord, the labor of Egypt and the merchandise of Ethiopia and the Sabians, men of stature, shall come over unto thee, and they shall be thine, and they shall come after thee in chains. They shall come over, and they shall fall down unto thee. They shall make supplication unto thee, saying, surely God is in thee. And there is none else, there is no God. Verily, thou art a God that hidest thyself, O God of Israel, the Savior. They shall be ashamed and also confounded, all of them. They shall go to confusion. Together they are makers of idols. But Israel shall be saved in the Lord with an everlasting salvation. He shall not be ashamed nor confounded. World without end. Go ahead, John.
Well, thus saith the Lord that created the heaven, God himself that formed the earth and made it. He hath established it. He created it not in vain. He formed it to be inhabited. I am the Lord, and there is none else but me. I have not spoken in secret.
Go all the way through the 25.
Yeah, I have not spoken in secret in a dark place of the earth. I said not unto the seed of Jacob, seek me in vain. I am the Lord, speak righteousness. I declare things that are right. Assemble yourselves and come. Draw near together, ye that are escaped of the nations. They have no knowledge that set up the wood of their graven image and pray unto their God that cannot save. Tell ye and bring them near. Yea, let them take counsel together, who hath declared this from ancient times, who hath told it from that time. Have I not the Lord, and there is none else besides me? And just God and a Savior, there is none else besides me. Look unto me, and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth. For I am God, and there is none else. I have sworn by myself, the word is gone out of my mouth in righteousness, and shall not return, that unto me every knee shall bow, and every tongue shall swear. Surely shall one say, in the Lord have I righteousness and strength. Even unto him shall men come, and all that are incensed against him shall be ashamed. In the Lord shall all the seed of Israel be justified and shall glory.
So all of these so-called gods out there today, well, as they've been over the centuries, he says they're really not there, like Mercury and Zeus and all of these. What do you think, John?
Well, yeah, that goes along with like Allah and you know, Buddha and all that. There is only one God. He is the creator of the universe, Mister, and everything exists and because of him.
And there's none beside him. What about you? Left out one who is the most prominent of all the so-called gods. And that's that fellow named Satan. Now we know Satan exists, though, don't we?
He's a created being. Satan can't create, Pastor Ernie. He can only destroy.
You're absolutely right about that. And now Satan says he is equal with God, that he will be God. But God said not so, huh?
Right, Pastor Ernie. And that's been the battle down through the ages, really, Satan trying to usurp God's authority, his power. God has an agenda, and he's tried that down through the ages. And we're kind of coming to the end of a big, huge age, I'm going to say, Pastor Ernie, with the end of the church age, the beginning of the tribulation period. So Satan's demise is not too far off.
All right. Yeah, we're seeing all the signs of that, aren't we?
Yeah, we certainly are.
And so here now, we have today another Cyrus, okay? And when I was in Israel, they had coins and that the government made, and the coins had Cyrus on one side of the coin, and who do you think was on the other side?
Well, I'm going to take a guess, and it's Donald J. Trump.
You would be right, absolutely. And that was amazing because here, Israel, God's Cyrus destroyed Babylon and freed Israel from Babylon. And here now, Israel is saying that, and they call him Papa Trump over there, or Cyrus has freed Israel from its enemies. So I find that interesting. But we're seeing something here in America especially, but in Israel too, we're seeing where Babylon has fallen, huh?
Yeah, that's right out of the book of Revelation, Pastor Ernie.
Yeah, I'm going to be taking a look at that this Sunday, and that's the title of the message, Babylon Has Fallen. Let's start with verse, I'm going to read chapter 46, and then you pick it up with verse 1 and 47, okay? Bel bowed down, Nebo stooped their idols, whereupon the beasts, and upon the cattle your carriers were heavy laden. They are a burden to the weary beast. They stoop, they bow down together. They could not deliver the burden, but themselves are gone into captivity. Hearken unto me, O house of Jacob, and all the remnant of the house of Israel, which are born by me from the belly, which are carried from the womb, and even to your old age, I am he, and even to their hoary hairs will I carry you. I have made, and I will bear, even I will carry, and will deliver you. To whom will you liken me, and make me equal, and compare me, that we may be like? They lavish gold out of the bag, and weigh silver in the balance, and hire a goldsmith, and he maketh it a god. They fall down, yes, and they worship. They bear him upon the shoulders, and they carry him and set him in his place, and he standeth up from his place, and shall not be removed, yea. One shall cry unto him, yet he cannot hear or answer, nor save him out of his trouble. Remember this, and show yourselves, men. Bring it again to mind, O you transgressors. Remember the former things of old, for I am God, and there is none else. I am God, and there is none like me. Declaring the end from the beginning, and from ancient times the things that are not yet done, saying, my counsel shall stand, and I will do all my pleasure. Calling a ravenous bird from the east, the man that exceedeth my counsel from a far country, yea, I have spoken it, and I will also bring it to pass. I have proposed it, I will also do it. Hearken unto me, you stout-hearted that are far from the righteousness. I bring near my righteousness. He shall not be far off, and my salvation shall not tarry. And I will place salvation in Zion, for Israel is my glory. So, John, let me ask you this now. What is the one thing today, the heathen that are raging, what is it that Klaus Schwab And these others have now made God. They've decided that is God.
Of themselves.
Well, actually, they said AI, artificial intelligence. But artificial intelligence is God now. They've actually gone and they've actually got artificial, they've created AI preachers preaching AI sermons. So they said that he's got AI, artificial intelligence. It's a far, far more, you might say, sophisticated than taking gold and silver and wrapping it around, you know, a tree.
5 minutes,
okay. But at the same time, John, it's artificial intelligence got no more power over God than the gold and silver statues, do they?
And they have no power, Pastor Ernie. I was thinking of George Soros, who declared that he was a god a couple years back. You remember that,
Pastor? Oh, yeah, yeah. You had a bunch of them did that. George Soros declared that he was a god. Oprah said that she was a god. She was the source of her own salvation, her and none other, is what she said. And then remember Barack Obama? I am the one that you've been waiting for.
What arrogance. Incredible arrogance.
Well, it's the way, there's the esoteric message in there, John, when he said, I am, then the pause.
Right.
Okay? And then he says, the one, okay, that you've been waiting for. Then he said, I am the one I have been waiting for, okay? That says a whole lot, doesn't it?
Yeah, that's going back to Exodus with Moses' encounter with the Lord. That's the terminology that took place there in Exodus, I think it's chapter 2.
And so here now, so what we're seeing taking place today, all of Obama's plans, Obama put these plans into action. He'd been working underground, but we're seeing them all unraveling, aren't we?
It's amazing, Pastor Ernie, what Obama and Satan have been working on. Actually, it's probably decades, and they kind of focused in on it when Obama was president. But like one day with President Trump, one day, and the whole thing was blown to pieces, Best Ernie. Amazing to watch this. Absolutely amazing.
We go back to Psalm 2. Why do the heathen rage and why do they imagine a vain thing, huh?
Yeah, and the Lord will sit in the heavens and have them in derision.
They are in derision now. Are we seeing that derision?
Yes, that derision means speechless. They can't talk. It's like they're so taken back. They've lost speech. That's what that derision means.
The screamers are out. The screamers are out. They're screaming. They're going crazy. Okay, it's amazing to watch them. But I here the other day I was watching. You had all of these screamings, the screamers out there. You had, what's her name, Jessica Waters. What's her first name? Waters.
I don't know, Pastor Ernie. I know there's Jesse Waters. He's with Fox News.
No, I'm talking about the black congresswoman who.
That's Crockett is her last name. Is that the one?
No, I'm talking about the one that said she was going to take Trump out.
That's Waters from California there, Los Angeles. I don't remember her first name, but she's wow.
Yeah, well, she's been out screaming again and threatening again now. Maxine Waters, that's her name, Maxine Waters, and so we're going to be coming up to a break, and then when we come back from a break, boy, we got a whole lot of stuff, John. I mean, a lot of stuff to continue, and Lord's willing.
Pastor Ernie, there's so much that it's hardly know where to begin with it. It's incredible what's happened.
Well, we'll manage, John. We'll figure it out, won't we?
We'll figure it out, yeah.
Already, we'll be back right after this with a whole lot more. Don't go away. Be right back.
With a swarm of foreign immigrants who don't care about the population, who don't care if it's fouling our nest. When are you ever going to read the writing upon the wall? We got crime overtaking our cities. We got gangs taking over our streets. We keep handing out more and more welfare, though it never seems to meet their needs. What kind of culture are we cultivating? One where you never have to pull any weeds. If we don't stop this immigration, this great nation's gonna fall. Let's get a grip on immigration in these great United States. It's high time that we limit their numbers. It's high time that we close up that gate. Now can't you see how we are rapidly becoming another third world fascist state? Let's get a grip on immigration in these great United States. How can we ever come to any solution when all we ever do is debate? We've got to get a tighter grip on our borders. We've got to seriously legislate and quit trying to fan the flame that I'm a racist and quit trying to fabricate that I hate. And get a grip on immigration. Now you know it's not too late. Let's get a grip on immigration in these great United States. It's high time that we limit their numbers. It's high time we start closing that gate and quit trying to fan the flame that I'm a racist and quit trying to fabricate that I hate. And get a grip on immigration in these great United States. Let's get a grip on immigration. Now you know it's not too late. It's high time that we limit their numbers. It's high time that we close a bad gate. Can't you see how we are rapidly becoming another third world fascist police state? Let's get a grip on immigration in these great United States and quit trying to fan the flame that I'm a racist and quit trying to fabricate that I hate. And get a grip on the immigration in these great United States.
Alrighty, we are back. And let's get a grip on immigration. John, for almost 20 years, I've been playing that song, and finally, John, finally after 20 years, it's happening. It's absolutely happening. Praise God Almighty. Amen.
Amen, Pastor Rudy.
Things are happening down on the border, aren't they?
Well, as far as I can tell, the border is pretty well sealed right now, Pastor Ernie. The Army came there, and then, of course, you got the Border Patrol who are doing their job. And then here in Texas, the National Guard in Texas has been federalized, I guess you'd call it, and they have all the arrest authority of the Border Patrol. So the Texas National Guard now is in effect federalized.
Very, very good. And here now, again, after all of this time, we've been watching it. See, we now have a president who is on the side of the United States, side of Americans. Joe Biden was the enemy, and he still is the enemy of America. He was taking his orders from Barack Obama, who is the enemy of America, who took his orders directly from George Soros. And so finally, you know, both Obama laid the groundwork and Biden did everything he could possibly do to destroy this country. And at the same time, he was on the payroll of the Chinese Communist Party, making America the world's largest sex trafficker, child sex trafficker. Here, Biden and the Biden crime family profited over child pedophilia, child sex trafficking, and they profited the deals with all of the drug cartels. Biden kept the gates open for the drug cartels to make sure that they could get their drugs in and kill Americans. Joe Biden should be tried for treason for what he's done. He should be hung for what he has done. What do you think, John?
I agree 100% with you, Pastor Ernie. Absolutely 100%. The only problem is he's so old and dementia-ridden. I don't think... Because they even said that. You remember that IG, Inspector General there, said that he couldn't be taken to trial because he's so old and so feeble-minded. So he's failing so fast, Pastor Ernie, I think he's going to end up like in an institution.
Well, that Inspector General was following the orders of Merrick Garland. He was following the orders of his boss. His boss says, here's what you're going to say, period, okay?
But that could be true, but he is old, and he does have dementia, Pastor Ernie. It's not made up. And, I look at it, yeah, he's old and feeble. That's the way the jury would look at it.
Yeah, but John, come on. We got to look at this thing truthfully. He's not that much older than you and I. And he's only 2 years old.
Well, Pastor Ernie, I don't think you're feeble-minded.
Not yet, maybe. But let me tell you, there's a lot out there that would
try it, Pastor Ernie. I really would. I'd love to see it come all out in the open in a trial.
Yeah, and I'd like to see him rolling over on all of those that he's pretty angry at now, like Nancy Pelosi. She is one that needs to be tried, too. She was a big part of the J6. She committed treason against President Trump, high treason. She needs to be heard. She needs to be on trial, too, for treason, and along with Liz Cheney.
Well, one of the unforgivable things she did, well, there were several, but the big one, in my opinion, was President Trump asked for troops to come because of the size of the crowd and potential problems. And I think he wanted 10,000 National Guard. And she is the one that makes all the decisions about the House of Representatives there, the Congress. And she said no.
No. I know, and she's admitted to that now.
Yes, yeah. There's an actual video of her, I believe, talking to her daughter about it.
Alrighty, you know what's happening.
I watched the video of her admitting it.
Yeah, and she should be tried. Now, they have all of that. I don't know. I really doubt that Biden pardoned her. Biden was selling the pardons.
No.
Pardon?
No, I'm not aware of him pardoning her, no.
No. And so she would be open for prosecution, wouldn't she?
Absolutely.
See,
pardon all of them on the January 6th committee led by Cheney. They were all pardoned, and he pardoned the cops that came in and testified and perjured themselves. They were all, I think there was four cops that testified. They were pardoned also.
So I bet you that Dirty Bird was one of them, huh?
No, he was not, Pastor Ernie. I double checked on that. He wasn't.
Really? What about Lila Morris?
Only the ones that testified were got the pardon.
Was one of them Lila Morris?
I don't know. I don't know, Pastor Ernie.
She was the black woman that beat Roseanne Boland to death with a club. Anyhow.
I do hope that Attorney General Bondi brings this out, Pastor Ernie. I do hope that it's all brought out, what the FBI did and the Justice Department did and the Capitol Police did, and then in the jails, how they treated them in the jails. I hope this all comes out, Pastor Ernie. It's a real stain on America.
So the way I understand this, John, is that those that Biden pardoned 8,000, he just blanket pardoned. Now, from what I understand, before they can actually be pardoned, they have to be indicted, and then they have to admit to being guilty, and then they can be pardoned. But from that point on, they have no Fifth Amendment rights. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's exactly right. I mean, if Fauci wants to be pardoned, he has to be first indicted and brought to trial, and then he has to go before the judge and admit his guilt, and then he receives the pardon then. Isn't that amazing?
Well, he committed genocide. He committed high crimes genocide.
Oh, pardon? My goodness. That man is he's Mengele, you know, the Nazi medical butcher. He's Mengele a thousand times.
I know.
Worth.
Yeah, I know. He's responsible for many more deaths than Mengele was. But can
Not
you,
sure
I don't know.
Going back before COVID-19.
So now, he's responsible for the deaths of many people, not just Americans, but many foreigners,
absolutely.
Too.
Yeah.
So his pardon would not be affected by them, would it be?
You know, that's very interesting. Yeah, if you could get all, like, let's say all the information came out in a trial and then he was pardoned, that wouldn't stop, I mean, pick a country, Pastor Ernie, that wouldn't stop a foreign country from taking that information and trying him in that country.
Very interesting. We'll see what happens. Article here. Whoa, Democrats barge into Speaker Johnson's office and confront him about Musk's Doge team gaining access to Treasury Department payment system. They didn't want people to know where their tax money has been given spent by USAID, huh?
No. And they're Pastor Ernie, in significant numbers, the Demon Dems are breaking down mentally. They're coming literally unglued.
They're really worried, aren't they? I mean, they are. They have, not only do they have Trump derangement syndrome, but now it's Musk's derangement syndrome, huh?
Yeah, Doge. They call it Doge and Musk derangement syndrome. But look at this article that I've come up with here. The women, these crazy leftist women, they're having themselves sterilized so they can't have children.
Yeah, I know. That I think is a good thing for them. I mean, for the rest of us, I mean.
It shows you how, I mean, utterly, totally deranged they are.
I know, and some of them, those idiots, are refusing to sleep with their husbands now because their husbands voted for Trump. And so all of those, and they're refusing to speak to any family members that voted for Trump. Who are they punishing?
Themselves, and you know they're heading towards a divorce.
Yeah, I know. And I mean,
Pastor Ernie, here's a headline: Doctor says Democrats suffering real crisis after Trump's win. Depression, insomnia, grief, genuine fear and panic. So they're having panic attacks now.
Yeah, I've seen the screamers have been out. The screamers are out. Some of them right now, again, are doing what they did after Trump was elected the first time in 2016. They're actually going out into the woods in places and and screaming. They just go out there and they just scream, okay? And these are some very, very wicked, unclean women, aren't they?
Yeah. I heard what you just described. I watched a video on it. And those screams weren't just screams, Pastor Ernie. They were, I'm going to say demonic.
Yeah, they were. I mean, you could hear.
Yeah. Oh, these were like something you never hear. You never heard before. I mean, real guttural, just this horrible sound of a screaming. And they go on and on with it. It wouldn't be screaming for 10 seconds. It would be like the screams went on and on and on.
That's what that Maxine Waters was doing. Now, she threatened to take Trump out. When someone says, I'm going to take him out, I'm going to take him out. Now, that was a threat, right? Why aren't they going to pursue that? Are they going to pursue that? Okay.
They may, Pastor Ernie. They may. Schumer is under investigation for threatening two Supreme Court justices. You remember when Trump appointed two after that Supreme Court decision about Roe versus Wade, and Schumer was saying, we know where you live, and he had a big rally in Washington.
Yeah.
And so now the Justice Department is investigating what Schumer did for threats against the judges.
One of the things they were doing when in the confirmation hearings of all these people, like Pam Bondi and also Cash Patel, one of the questions they were asking him was the election stolen? Was the 2020 election stolen? See, in other words, how dare you say that election was stolen, okay? In other words, that they should have been intimidated, okay? If they'd asked me that question, I would have said, yes, it was stolen, and everyone and anyone who says it wasn't is a liar and not without a bit of truth in them. I would love to have them ask me that question. But the idea was to get them say it was stolen and then be attacked by the fake news media, which is the fake news media is having a heart attack and a nervous breakdown too, aren't they?
Well, Pastor Ernie, I don't even know where to begin with the fake news. USAID, where they distribute money, you know, billions of dollars in money. New York Times was getting millions of dollars. Associated Press was getting millions of dollars. That liberal rag Politico was getting millions of dollars. They had hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of reporters and writers that were getting combined was like $60 million from the federal government. The federal government was like, it bought off the entire media system. It's all come out now.
Yeah, and they were working with the CIA. But guess who else? Guess who else got $53 million?
Yes.
Do you remember that? Yes. Bishop Miriam Edgar Budd? Miriam, yes. Edgar Budd? She was the one, yes, who the Episcopal, when at Trump's inauguration, here, that's that nasty woman who chastised President Trump's immigration policies. And she has been revealed now that through that, she got her organization, the Episcopal Migration Ministries, EMM, received $53 million of taxpayers' monies through USAIDS. And here, Bishop, during an inaugural prayer system, at Washington, the National Cathedral, implored President Trump to show compassion towards groups including the illegal aliens and members of the LGBTQ. But her organization received $53 million of our taxpayers' dollars. Now, that woman in the Episcopal, many of them, believe me, And you folks, when I tell you that these women, first of all, there are no women pastors. God's Word in the Bible makes it very, very clear. Women are not pastors. Has God changed all? Has his laws, has his words changed at all, John?
It's immutable, Pastor Ernie.
Total immutable. So it's set in stone. It doesn't change. God does not change. What about if they take some polls and they tell, and all the polls say that the people disagree with God? Is God going to change?
No, Pastor Ernie. His word is immutable.
Absolutely. Well, anyhow, first of all, this woman is not a minister or pastor, too. Many of these women, in fact, most all of them that I've run across, and I've had my run-ins with them over the years in the pro-life movement, are lesbians. Like 99% of them are lesbians. And not only that, they're all pro-abortion. They're all, but here's the main thing a lot of people don't know. They are involved with witchcraft. They're involved with witch. Some of them are actually Wiccan witches. And they don't see any problem with incorporating witchcraft into what they believe. And so that's what this woman is. I have no doubt in my mind at all that she's a witch. But anyhow, so guess who else got a ton of money from them? Hundreds of millions of dollars went to illegal aliens. Guess what? For Medicaid.
I don't know. Oh, yeah. I just saw where the Doge there with Musk is headed in there.
Yep.
They're in there today, I think, Pastor Ernie.
Yep, for Medicaid. They got it for Medicaid. Unbelievable, huh?
I think the initial report was $100 million. They identified right away from Medicaid.
Yeah. And so, I mean, this is just unbelievable. And so here, and then also, you know, you're talking about Politico, these people, and unbelievable, the New York Times. The New York Times ended up getting money from USAID today. But Guatemala, a lot of the elites, John, what we've been telling people here, what we've been telling, to have sex with children in Guatemala, it's nobody, they don't even try to hide it. They don't even try to hide it. They go over there the Democratic Party elites from here, from the United States, go to Guatemala, and they just go and they buy these children and do whatever they want with them. And that's what's happening. And that's being exposed. More and more of it's coming out now. So, anyhow.
There's so much coming out. Pastor Ernie, George Soros, he has a lot of different agencies under him. He's like actually not him anymore. His son is the official head, but he still may be the head of it. But one of them goes into America to a certain area, like to raise up, to elect these horrible district attorneys and mayors and governors. They're all bought by George Soros. So they found out now. The U.S. Aid agency there, $260 million he's received, Pastor Ernie. Not him personally, but these agencies that he's over. $260 million. And everything was to compromise America. Everything was to destroy our values. He got that money to destroy America from America, Pastor Ernie.
They bought that. They bought that big Fannie Willis there in Atlanta. She was bought and paid for by Soros. You got Bragg.
In New York also, yeah, in New York, yeah.
He was bought and paid for. The woman in New York, what is her name? You know who I'm talking about. She was another one that was bought and paid for by him.
Jane? Her last name's James.
Yeah.
She's the Attorney General of New York, Loretta James, leader, something like that.
Yeah. But the one, that woman out there in Missouri, in St. Louis, she was another one that was bought and paid for. And we look over there today in Michigan, their Attorney General, crooked as crooked can get, corrupt as corrupt can get. Unbelievable. And so, wow. Of that. Go ahead.
Yeah, Pastor Ernie, I got some precise information that's important to get out. Here's the headline. USAID was spending $268 million to fund over 6,000 approved journalists, while at the same time spending millions to silence conservatives. $268 million to buy off 6,000 journalists here in America. So almost every journalist on the left is probably owned by the federal government, Pastor Ernie. They've doled out $268 million. That's not counting what went to New York Times and went to the Associated Press and Politico and all of that.
So, well, I would imagine they bought a lot of judges. Federal judge blocks DOGE from gaining access to sensitive Treasury Department payment records. DOGE team previously discovered Treasury was funding terrorist groups. And this woman is U.S. District Judge Colleen Kohler-Cotelli. And she's on the payroll. Apparently, she's got to be on the payroll because she's blocking. Why else would you block it, right? A federal judge on Thursday blocked Department of Government Efficiency DOGE from obtaining access to sensitive Treasury Department payment records for a period of time. Judge Colleen, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Pastor Ernie, I think she's the judge that sentenced that 78-year-old grandma to jail for standing at an abortion center. I think that's her.
Well, that woman believes she should be one in prison. She is a criminal, an ungodly, wicked, unclean woman, okay?
Yeah. On Thursday, federal judge Colleen Kohler-Cotelly decided she was truly elected leader of the United States and blocked the Department of Government Efficiency, DOGE, from obtaining access to, quote, sensitive Treasury Department payment records. So anyways, that's the one, Pastor Ernie. She sent a 78-year-old woman really to die in prison. The woman is sick. And
well, she's out now. Trump, released
now, yes.
Okay, we're coming up to a break. How much time do we have there, Eric? Okay, yeah. We're coming up to a break, and then after the break, boy, we have a whole lot more. And I do got to remind the folks, this program is being pre-recorded, so it won't do you much good to call in because we won't answer. Anyhow, we're coming up to a break, and we will be back right after that break. So, again, we have a whole lot more. Boy, do we have a lot more to go. So hang in there with us, and going to have an interesting program. We're counting down, right? We're down to about 6, 4, 3, 2, 1, bye.
Geico's motorcycle expertise means I'm covered by people who know bikes like I do. I'm happy as a clam.
Disclaimer, no conclusive scientific research has shown clams can experience happiness.
I just meant that I feel really good about my coverage.
I mean, even if you took the clam out for the best day ever, visiting the zoo, taking a scenic ride, knowing you're insured by specialists, and sharing a strawberry ice cream cone together, the clam would not feel happy, and your strawberry cone would taste sort of clammy.
Ew.
Geico's motorcycle specialists who know bikes like you do assume no liability for clammy ice cream cones. Geico, expertise for your motorcycle.